This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Elizabeth Becker. Her book is Overbooked. We're talking about the tourist industry these days, which has become a huge factor both in good ways and in bad ways around the planet. Eric's calling in from Minneapolis. Eric, thanks for your call.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So my question is about Airbnb, and I am a millennial, so I may not fit your normal demographic, Rick, but I love it. I mean, it's great. It lets you live like a local temporarily, much easier. In many cases, it's cheaper, and, you know, you can stay in neighborhoods where the hotels aren't always served. But, you know, I know at the same time, governments are fighting it because it's artificially driving up the property costs. And honestly, when I look at a city and all I see is Airbnb places on there, I kind of wonder, is there anybody even living in there that actually live in that specific city? So where do you see Airbnb going and that industry going in the next few years?
Elizabeth.
Well, I'm not a millennial, but I certainly have raised two of them. And this is a very, very good question. Thank you, Eric. Because this is at the real intersection of when sharing economy is good for the consumer, but not necessarily for the city. And I'll tell you why. It's not because of raising the prices. When you are at the age where you have your own home, you put your money in it, you choose it because you love the neighborhood, you did it within something called zoning laws. That means it's not commercial. You can't have a commercial enterprise there. Airbnb has wreaked havoc on cities from New Orleans to Barcelona to Vancouver, British Columbia, that has made residents go crazy. They are demanding that their city councils say, listen, we have zoning laws. If they want to have, this is like a B&B, not Airbnb, but if they want a bed and breakfast, there are rules about it. And if they want the, if Airbnb wants to come in, can they please do it openly and act like any other commercial enterprise? So it's, we're in the middle of a big transition. Now, I know, I'll go back to France. When it started to be a problem in France, immediately the government, up to the president, François Hollande, negotiated so that they could have rules and regulations, so that cities could help zone so that this could be here and that could be here. It's not so much about money. It's about people's idea that they have a sense of they can have their own community and you can't have an Airbnb turning it into a commercial enterprise.
Boy, this this is the battle of free enterprise against a community coming together and setting its standards, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, like I mentioned, it's great for me as a consumer, but, yeah, that's the thing. When I use it, I feel like, oh, geez, is this getting too big, kind of like you mentioned, and does there need to be more control over it? So.
It's like I know towns in Switzerland where if they didn't have regulations, every apartment, every condominium, every little cottage would be owned by big city people that come there 2 weeks out of the year for Easter and Christmas. And the town just says, that's going to gut our community. We'll have not enough kids to have a school. And it'll just be the death knell for our little town. And they just don't let people own condos in their town as a non-residence. And it's not the best maybe for people's return on investment, but it sure is best for keeping that town vibrant and alive.
In the industry, that's called aspenization.
Right.
When you allow second homes to dominate.
And it takes leadership on a community to look away from the money and speak up for the town's viability.
And in the end, it hurts millennials because you're taking long-term rents out of the market. And in cities like Aspen, it's easier to get an Airbnb than for the employees, the millennials who are in the restaurant business, who are waiters and working as the agents in the hotels. They can't afford a rent. They have to go far away. So it's not just a millennial per se. It's, do you want to have a mixed economy where there are apartments for year-round rentals that the millennials can afford? Or are you going to have what's called short-term overnights through Airbnb? It's your choice.
Eric, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Happy travels.